USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate voted to advance a bipartisan infrastructure package, opening debate on the bill, which allocates $550 billion into transportation projects, broadband expansion, and utilities. Wednesday's 67-32 vote comes following days of negotiations among a bipartisan group of senators, eventually trimming the bill down from the $579 billion worth of spending in the framework agreed upon with the White House. And when employees for Google and Facebook return to the office, they'll have to be vaccinated against COVID. The company's the first of the major Silicon Valley firms to announce a vaccine policy for a return to in-person work. The announcement's coming as President Biden is expected to announce Thursday that all federal employees and contractors will have to be vaccinated or submit to regular COVID testing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The Select Committee to Investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol held their first hearing Tuesday, hearing testimony from four police officers who protected the Capitol that day. Congressman Jim Jordan says he wants to know why those officers didn't receive the help they needed during the incident. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that the committee, which he was kept off of, likely won't dig into any possible involvement that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had in not calling up enough resources.
What happened to these guys never should have happened. They needed backup there. These guys risked their lives. They protect us. They protect you and everyone else when we're around Capitol Hill. So they should have had help. They should have had more National Guard or more police there. Why didn't they? Why did the reports have surfaced that said that before January 6th, Speaker Pelosi vetoed having the National Guard? Press reports said that. Press reports said on January 6th that Speaker Pelosi hesitated in calling up the National Guard. Why? That's a fundamental question that needs to be answered. It seems to be the one question that Benny Thompson has kept off the table. They're not going to address that.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud. I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Texans are reporting another issue with the surge of illegal migrants on the border, people with COVID-19. Lance Pry explains.
The La Jolla, Texas Police Department issued a public health warning after an officer approached an illegal migrant family at Whataburger. The event took place Monday when the manager asked the police department to remove a family that was sneezing and coughing inside the restaurant without masks. The manager said the family was living in a La Jolla motel since last week, provided by Catholic Charities. The family said they were released by Border Patrol agents because they have the coronavirus. Former ICE Director Tom Holman tells Fox News the coronavirus is going virtually unchecked at the U.S.-Mexico border.
But the southern border is wide open. We know for a fact DHS has released hundreds of people with COVID cases.
Vice President Kamala Harris has failed to make any moves on the crisis at the border at a time when the Biden administration is preparing more coronavirus mandates aimed at Americans. Texas Representative Democrat Henry Cuellar.
As you know, they released some families in a hotel, but nobody watches them, and they were just walking around.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Wednesday's game between the Washington Nationals and the Philadelphia Phillies was postponed because of a COVID outbreak among the Nationals. Manager Dave Martinez told reporters that four players and eight staff members had tested positive, with some experiencing symptoms and some asymptomatic. All cases, though, appeared to be mild. The game is currently rescheduled as a part of a doubleheader on Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.